Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. First, I want to take a moment to thank everyone who came out to the Friends of the Parson County Library Spring Book Sale this weekend. We had a good variety of books, not as many of some as in years past, but this was our first full-scale sale since the pandemic hit. We were pleased. We were also extremely pleased with the number of people who came and browsed and bought books. It was a much bigger crowd than we had anticipated. So thank you to everyone who bought books and made donations. You are all much appreciated. I also want to thank each and every Friends member who helped set up, take money, bag books, get supplies, answer questions, and run errands. Y'all are amazing, and I appreciate your help so much. And many, many thanks to Trisha's Espresso for donating coffee and condiments both days. And to Jason Torain, our Friends Vice President, for donating delicious scones, cookies, and muffins from his business, Sugar Feets. We received several donations just for the sweets and the coffee. And of course, I am grateful beyond measure for the fantastic staff at the Parson County Library. Tina and her crew could not be more helpful or supportive of the Friends and of me as a patron. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if y'all haven't been to the library lately, please pay a visit. It's a wonderful place and a real asset to the county. Be sure to take advantage of the online offerings as well. You can check out ebooks and audiobooks via Libby, the library app. You can also go online and request a physical book, and the library staff will reserve it and let you know when it's ready, and you can just pop in and check it out. We are indeed lucky in Parson County to have such a great library and library staff. Now, for my book recommendation this week. Several years ago, probably 20 years ago, I read a couple of Lisa Scottolini's Rosado and D'Annunzio novels, which are part of a couple of series she's written. But I never got around to reading any of her standalone novels until last week. I was looking for something new to me and maybe a little different from what I had read for the last couple months. So I checked out the audiobook version of Someone Knows, and this came from the Orange County Library app. Yes, I use two libraries because I live just across the line in Orange County. And I'm thankful for both libraries, but really partial to the Parson Library. Anyway, I digress. Someone Knows by Lisa Scottolini is a dark, riveting, heartbreaking story about how one bad decision can lead to lifelong secrets and shame and guilt and pain. This fast-paced novel, told from several different viewpoints, shows us how families can be completely destroyed in the blink of an eye. Scottolini expertly weaves the stories of four teenagers whose poor decision follows them and everyone they love for two decades. It begins when Allie Garvey is going home to attend the funeral of a childhood friend. Allie's life has been filled with shame, and she's pushed people away because she doesn't think she deserves to be loved after the terrible prank she and her friends played when they were 15. Going home fills her with dread, because she does not want to see the other two people who share her awful secret. But what she finds when she gets home is much more than she would ever have expected, including more death and betrayal and one incredibly evil reality. I love mysteries that end in a surprising way, and this one did not disappoint. I recommend Someone Knows by Lisa Scottolini. It was published in 2019, and I'll definitely be reading more by her, including her latest title, What Happened to the Bennetts. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy reading.